Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis mobilizes 1.1 million moms and mamas for DeSantis initiative. By Hannah Blow on November 3, 2022. Florida's First Lady Casey DeSantis has successfully mobilized 1.1 million moms in support of her husband, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., via her Mamas for DeSantis initiative this campaign season, she announced on Wednesday. She announced the initiative, described as the biggest organization of parents in Florida history, in June. "We have a goal. We want to get a million moms, aspiring moms, grandmoms, abuelas, everyone to sign up, because we want you on our team," she said at the time, calling for a slam dunk election because it shows that if you have a backbone, you stand up for what you know in your heart is right, you don't read the headlines, and you're guided by principle, people will have your back. Days ahead of the election, which will see Governor DeSantis face off against Democrat Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, the mother of three, announced that the organization surpassed its goal. "I am proud to announce that we have secured more than 1 million mamas across the state of Florida who are voting to re-elect Governor Ron DeSantis, the most pro-parent governor in the country," she said in a statement. "As a father of three children, ages 5, 4, and 2, the governor has had mamas' backs for the past 4 years, and now it's time for us to have his back. We are 1.1 million mamas on a mission to re-elect Governor Ron DeSantis and deliver a huge victory for freedom on November 8," she added. Over the past few months, Casey DeSantis has continued to meet with mothers across the Sunshine State. During the Mamas for DeSantis Regional Summit in Northeast Florida last month, she predicted a historic election thanks to motivated mothers who are going out to vote. "The difference makers in this election are the people who are in this room. It is the mamas who are fired up to get out, and they're the ones who are going to get out and vote," she said at the time. "And that's why we are going to have a historic election in the state of Florida. I can feel it." Governor DeSantis has taken several pro-parent steps throughout his time as governor, tackling critical race theory, CRT, in schools, as well as woke gender ideology and mask mandates. Perhaps most recently, DeSantis vowed that children will never be required to receive a coronavirus vaccine as a condition to attend school and in person as long as he is at the helm. "So I just want to let everyone be clear, you know, as long as I'm around, as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision," he said following the news of a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, panel recommending the shot be added to a child's routine vaccine schedule. In a statement praising his wife's efforts, the governor described Florida as the best place in the nation to raise a family. "We stand up for children by keeping schools open, protecting our communities, preventing woke indoctrination of our kids, and protecting parents' rights. We are providing record tax relief for families, from diapers and household items to pet food. As governor, we will continue to deliver for Florida families," he added. Thursday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, shows DeSantis leading Crist by an average of 11.8%.